You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Gentlemen, as you can tell by the title of this video, this is just going to be the ramblings of a madman. However, you guys always know there is a method to my madness. Will Smith, Jada's latest shenanigans. She outright said she never wanted to marry him. Gentlemen, any man in a relationship who accepts bad female behavior, he deserves where he is, because that's where he wants to be. Yep, I said it, because I used to be that guy when I accepted the meat sack's bad behavior, when I made excuses for her. Oh, she's probably just on a period, or, you know, this'll blow over and all that stuff. I never once uttered that ultimate phrase of defeat. Happy wife, happy life. But I did make excuses for her bad behavior. No. Gentlemen, that is something you must never do. Especially nowadays with social media and how women have no problems blasting you on social media. Oh, no, 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 no. Gentlemen, the days of accepting bad female behavior have to come to a close. Period. If you're with a woman and she is an OnlyFans, you know, model in loose terms, and you accept that, then at that point, you lose the ability to complain about it. Why? Because you chose to accept her behavior. If your woman is disrespectful to you and you don't check her, guess what? You deserve all the humiliation that comes afterwards. Why? Because at that point, you got tested and you failed. Gentlemen, if you're not willing to walk out that damn door of that relationship, then you are exactly where you want to be. Period. Point blank. I used to feel real bad for Will Smith at one point. As a married man myself, there was part of me that understood where he came from. You know, I got to hold this family together. This is supposed to be my job as a man, to protect and provide. However, there came a point to where I had the fork in the road. Thank you, Charlie 19. I had to make a decision. Was I going to keep being with this woman who has shown me sometimes outright contempt, who told me to my face she was trying to push me away? And I kept trying to reach out and keep this woman. The choice was in front of me. So what was I supposed to do? Keep trying? In the medical terms, or should I say, I put it in terms that she would understand. Me trying to hold on to you is essentially the same as trying to give CPR to a corpse. It's pointless. So at that point, she really understood where I was coming from when I said, okay, it's time for us to move on in our separate directions. Now, of course, there's still part of her that is like, I think I made a mistake. No, scratch that. I know I made a mistake. However, he is a man of his word. Good or bad, if he says he's going to do something, he's going to do it. That's what the meat sack knows about me. Now, in regards to Will Smith's situation and many other husbands' situation, they are too paralyzed by the family court, which is why you have that stupid phrase, happy wife, happy life, which is why husbands endure so much suffering in silence. You want to talk about abuse? Women love to talk about abuse. Oh, he was abusive, blah, 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 blah. No. The abuse, especially the psychological abuse that men in relationships have to endure in order to stay with that woman, it is outright maddening. It's enough to drive you literally insane. But yet, it is all fair game. Everything that Jada Pinkett has done to Will is viewed as fair game in this society. Everything that Kim Kardashian is doing to Kanye West is viewed as fair game in this society. And yet people still have the audacity to wonder why the marital and birth rate have fallen to below the South Pole. Oh, why is this going on? Now, for my brothers in the UK, I had no clue that the marital rate over there was as bad as you guys say. But that is the reason why we have these spaces. So men across the board, no matter what your ethnicity is, no matter what your culture is, we now have the ability to compare notes. We're no longer isolated the way society wants to try to keep us. A Muslim man and a black man and a Chinese man and a man from New Zealand, we can all get together online and compare notes and say, you know what? I thought that I was the only man going through this. No, we all are. In our own respective cultures, we're going through the same thing. We're going through the same gynocentric crap. Yeah. That's why the red pill will continue to explode. More men are going to finally say, you know what? I'm aware of what's going on in society. Now, how you decide to move after you become aware, that's your own individual journey. But yes, far too many men accept all sorts of negative, bad behavior from women. And society has no problems displaying bad female behavior and saying to men, you know what? A real man is willing to accept her bad behavior. A real man is not insecure about the fact that his wife or girlfriend is on OnlyFans, that she's literally selling herself. Oh, you don't want to be insecure now, do you? Which is ironic. We've removed all shame from women and piled it onto men. Now, the line of MGTOW said something that I found pretty profound. How is it that Gen Z boys are told that they're part of the patriarchy. Wait a minute. Hold up. Now, if memory serves me correct, whenever women talk about the patriarchy, they tend to say, excuse me, that it's old white men that's the patriarchy. Now, if it's old white men that are the patriarchy, how is it that young white men, black men, Asian men, Muslim men are all part of the patriarchy too? Wait a minute. Hold up. That's something that I've always questioned. Especially when you hear black women talk about the patriarchy. Wait a minute. Hold up. No. But once again, this shows you that feminism was never about equality. It's about female supremacy and female revenge. It's about making boys of today pay for quote unquote transgressions of men back in the 50s or men back in the olden days. No. But unfortunately, too many men are willing to accept this. Why? Because let's just go ahead and put this on the table. Women threaten to take away two things that men desire: money, sex. That's it. That's it. In a nutshell, women threaten to take away their money and their sex, and too many men are willing to fall in line and do what they say. Yeah, sad. However, with things going down the tubes the way that it is now, yeah, the men who actually have their heads on straight are going to be far more valuable than a woman with a box, with a trashed out box at that. But all in all, I've rambled on long enough. Men who accept bad behavior once it has been displayed and you refuse to walk out that damn door, at that point, you're no longer a victim. You are a volunteer of your own demise. Hey, I didn't have shit, but I still walked out that damn door when it was time. Guys like Will Smith, they refuse to do it. And guess what? They deserve the suffering that comes along with it. Hey, it is what it is. Let me know what you guys think. And ladies, the power will eventually go out. Feminism and all the mechanisms that you use to shame men back into line will go out right along with it, because more and more men are finally cuffing their balls and saying, to hell with this. I'd rather be alone than to be with a nagging, contentious woman. That's all I gotta say for this one. RPM, I am.